From the Rector. When I was a teenager growing up in rural Hampshire, there was one shop we could walk to. It was a junk shop, and there being no other retail alternative, I periodically used to go in and pick up some rather niche bargains. One such uncool buy was a series of engravings from the British Workman from the 1850s. Among them was a frontispiece which would become the basis for Thomas Joan Barker's famous portrait several years later, in which Queen Victoria is depicted handing a Bible to a visiting African prince. The engraving is accompanied by the words, "This is the secret of England's greatness." In recent years, we've become rather uneasy about the connotations. Britain is great, and the Bible is the legitimation for her imperial conquest of the 19th century. Even as a teenager in the 1990s, I could sense that there was something slightly, well, off about the idea that the Bible offered full-throated justification for colonial policy. But I recall vividly discussing this with my school chaplain at the time, and likewise his response. He looked me straight in the eye and said, "But do you think the Bible is the secret to greatness?" It is a very pertinent question. Is the Bible the story of God's interactions with his people over many centuries, beginning in ancient Israel and culminating in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the book that delivers the wisdom necessary for greatness? I suppose it depends what one means by greatness, surely. Surely, if what we mean is wisdom and maturity of spirit, there can't be many other contenders in history. For those of us who believe in God, the Bible is nothing less than God's authoritative and trustworthy communication to us of his character, his purposes, and his love for us. The Bible is mediated by human writers and written down under specific conditions, for sure. But Christians throughout the ages have discerned in it a truthfulness and a reliability that means we have no doubt its ultimate author is God himself through his Holy Spirit. As a consequence, we measure our own thoughts, deeds, and words, as well as the meaning of everything else we encounter in life, through the peculiar challenge, correction, and blessing of this book we call the Bible. Perhaps you have a Bible on your shelf. Do pick it up and read it. St. Gregory the Great once said that it is shallow enough for a lamb to go paddling in, but deep enough for an elephant to swim in. You might find it especially helpful to start with one of the Gospels, perhaps Mark's, which you can find about three quarters of the way through. Do give it a go. You never know, you might well find some of the wisdom you seek, and best of all, you might find the echoes of the voice of the living God speaking to you. For whether or not it is the secret of greatness, it does offer the gift of getting to know God himself. Sunday services at St. Helens Benson take place in July and August every Sunday morning at 9:30. There is also an additional family service, the 4 o'clock church, on the first Sunday in the month at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the Canon's Room, and a said service of Holy Communion according to the Book of Common Prayer on Sunday the 19th of July. Sunday services take place at St. Mary's Uom every Sunday at 11 o'clock, except on Sunday the 30th of August, when there is no service in Uom.